Shin Yotet Gimel. Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochalim me'oravim. You have two types of foods that are mixed together. So borer echad me'echad, you pull apart one, separate one from another. U'maniach hasheni, you leave the second one behind. Kedei le'achol miyad, and your purpose is to eat it right away. So that's what's allowed. Because you're pulling apart, you're pulling out the ochel from the psolet, and you're eating it right away. You're doing it with your hand, and that's the classic case of what is permitted. Okay. Haga. Ushnei minei dagim mikre shnei minei ochlim. Now, if you have two types of fish, they're different. So therefore, they're called two different ochlim. And you could potentially have a borer problem. So then, even though it's two types of fish, it's two types of fish. It's not the same, and you cannot do it unless it's in a permitted fashion. Even though there are big chunks, there are big fish, there are big pieces, it's not a tiny mixture. It's even though they're big pieces, can be considered usher to pull apart one from another. Right? Fruit, big pieces of full round fruits are also a problem. Aval kol shehu min echad, whatever is considered one type of one, the same type of food, one min. But if you have the same kind of chicken or the same kind of fish, and they're all the same, they all basically look the same, taste the same, just one is bigger, one is smaller, so then on this, there is no problem of borer. Okay. Even if you have two types, uborer mishneim biyachad, hagedolot mitoch ktana, or lehefech, Shari Horov Eno Borer Min Echad Mitoch Chavero. Okay. Alright, so the same thing basically. As long as they're, if it's just an issue of size, that's the one Kula. The Mishnah Berurah points out, and again, there is obviously going to be a little bit of a gray area, depends how far you want to take it, but he says, if you have some that are good and some that are bad, even though they're the same, basically the same mean, but some are getting rotten or something, or some are overcooked, or one fish is alive, one fish is dead. In other words, there's enough of a hecker that they're different, so then, by all these differences, it's borer. So generally speaking, you're gonna have an issue of borer. The fact that you're selecting one from another, by definition, means they're different. So unless it's the only way that's definitely permitted is if they're identical except for the size. He says also apples, for example, some that are more bitter or versus sweet or sour, different, you know, typical pink lady versus a green apple. This is going to be a borer. He says also if one is cooked and one is roasted, of course that's a borer. Okay. Ve'im birer, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Ve'im birer v'hiniach le'achar zman, afilu lavo bayom. Now if you separate for later, kegon shibir shachar d'achol ben ha'arbayim, you separate, let's say, in the morning for shalosh shittos, so then you're chayav, then that's asur. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's, anytime you have a mixture that there's borer, so then, it always has to. The only way it's going to be permitted is if you do it during the meal, before the meal, as you're getting ready before, right before the meal. So then, that's when it's permitted. But if you're doing it for hours later, of course, there's always going to be that gray area. You know, how early is considered samach? Okay. But as long as you're in the act of preparing, even though it takes a while, that's generally samach and allowed. Okay. Now, there's an interesting question. What happens? The Bir Alecha raises the question. It's a machlokas. What happens if right? If it's during eating, then if it's while you're actually eating, we're not talking about right before you're eating. While you're eating, it's on your plate and you're about to eat. Then right? There's a concept of derech achila. You're allowed to do it if it's the normal way of eating. So is that allowed? So it comes up commonly by, let's say, fish bones. So it's the Bir Halacha quotes that it's a machloket. Basically, the Bir Halacha in Dalet. Oh, we didn't get there yet. Sorry. But I already started to say. So Haborer Psolet. The first one in Dalet. Haborer Psolet. So there, so the issue is, so anyways, basically the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rosh, that's how he presents it. There's obviously other poskim, chronim who deal with this. So basically it's a machloket. And he goes, Yizmachmer l'chatchila. In general, that's the, that's what's recommended. So that happens to be, like for example, I'll just point out here, Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa says, if you have fish, for example, he says one should be machmer, not to pull apart the bones directly from the meat of fish, unless some of the meat goes with the bones. Otherwise, the best way to do it is you hold the bones, with, you know, one finger utensil, and then you pull apart the ochel, and that's called ochel mitoch psolet. That's the general, I think the most popular psak, especially by Ashkenazim. Many Sfardim are makel on this one, because that's called derech achila. So that's famous gefilte fish, avoids the issue, and gefilte fish we know is from Ashkenazic customs, Ashkenazic food. Shmir HaShabbos Kilchasa has a kula by watermelon. By watermelon, what about the black watermelon seeds? So there he says you're allowed to shake them out. Again, it's a little bit of a fine-tuned chiluk, even though that, because there he says that's derech achila, and
but you can't pick them out.
So he says lechatchila you should not pick them out, but if you actually go ahead and pick them out seed by seed with a finger, he says yesh al pi lismach. And again, this is a machloket.
So. According to the ocean, or is it going according to the
You have to ask him. But you can look at the footnotes. Again, when it comes to Burr, there's a lot of gray, a little bit of a confusion or question marks, and obviously every posek is going to word it a little bit differently and have a little bit of a different nuance, maskana.
The Burr says it's such a
lot. Right. Okay. Interesting case, just to point out, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you have, it's on this seif, I think, yeah, it's on this seif, just to point it out, let's say you have on a hook, you have a few shirts, a few towels, a few pants on one hook on the wall, so he says, here, you're allowed to remove the top layer, and that's not called Berurah, it's just one on top of the other, it's not considered a mixture. And he says, perhaps the same thing if you have on a plate. You have one item on top of another item. Since you're doing it while you need it, it's considered derech achila, and therefore you're allowed to remove the top layer, and it's not called borer. So again,
if you have a layered pile like that, you want to take one little.
I don't know. It sounds like from him, you just take off the top half of the pile, and you can get to the bottom. To pull out the one from the middle sounds like a problem.
Yeah, even by
sparring, so that's what I would use. Just do one from the top. And obviously, as much as you can avoid these issues, tavola bracha. Dalet. Herborer psolet mitoch ochel afilu biyado achas chayav. Now, so here you're chayav. It seems even paraisa. You just pull out the psolet from the ochel. Right? That's what we're not allowed to do. Okay, we've said that before. Haga, v'afilu ha'ochel meruba v'yesh yoter toach v'veras ha'ochel. So this is interesting. Even if it's much, much easier just to pull out the psolet, there's a tiny bit of psolet. No, the only way to do it, there are cheter on Shabbos, is to pull out the ochel from the psolet, even if it's a lot more work than it would be just to remove the psolet. V'afilu hachi, lo yivor psolet, afilu kadei le'ochel la'altar. Right? You can't remove the psolet. There's really no heter for that, even if it's right before eating. Okay? The only question mark we mentioned is that there is a question mark if it's mamish, you know, it depends how it is, but if it's mamish while you're eating mamish, so then some are mekel. But if it's even, but okay. So standard case, it's usser, and you have to do the extra work. Mishneh Berurah points out that's the halacha for Shabbos. When we get to Yom Tov, we'll see. He says, but Yom Tov, actually you should take out the psolet, because Borer in general is mutter on Yom Tov, and it's more work to start pulling out all the ochel. So on Yom Tov, it's the din of, for Simchas Yom Tov, we want to eliminate or reduce as much tircha as possible. So it would actually be the opposite by Yom Tov. Hey, Haborer Tumisim. Right, if you want to select away some kind of beans, lupine beans, mitoch psolet shelahem chayav. So if you want to remove it from the psolet, that's your bichayav. Mipnei shehapsolet shelahem ameteket otam, kishelishlku otam imahem. So this is an interesting case. And it's a machloket rishonim and how to understand the case in the Gemara. But basically, the beans are generally considered ochel. You like the beans. But right now they're still bitter, and therefore, until it's fully cooked, let's say right now it's not fully cooked. Until it's fully cooked, you still need to cook it in order to, in its wrapping, in its shell or whatever the membrane, whatever it's called, on the outside, and you need that to make it sweeter. But right now, and that's the case we're talking about. Right now, it's not really edible; it's bitter. And I guess you can sort of eat the rest of it that's in the top shell or the outer shell. So then, when you take away the beans that are not edible yet, right now they're called psolet. So even though they're really the main part of the food, right now they're psolet, and that's why you're removing them. So therefore, v'nimtza kaborer psolet mitoch ochel v'chayev. So you are chayev.
Why is it taking a bit?
I don't understand exactly, and Rishonim also have some difficulty, but it's or a machloka how to explain. But I guess you're eating the rest of it at this moment, and you're not ready. You don't want to eat these beans right now. You want to eat the rest of the top shell. So until it's ready, it's psolet for you.
Right.
It's the principle that matters. Okay, good. Vav, ein molelin melilot. So here, you've got your kernels in the chaff, and you're not allowed to rub them to separate them. Ela molel b'shinui ma'at b'roshei etzba'otav. The only way to do it right now is to use your fingertips, so there's some kind of a shinui. Alright, otherwise it looks like dash, and okay. Mishnah Berurah points out that in general we see that we're makel with this, especially with beans. And that is generally so he says it must be because the when we're makel, when we're allowed to be makel, we're saying the outer membrane or the outer is still edible. So since it's ochel and they're both ochel, and therefore it's allowed. But if it would be dry and the outer part would not be ochel, then you wouldn't be allowed to. Okay. And it has to be done with the shinui. Okay. Haga, and he says, even though you're taking out the kernels, the ochel from the outer layers, since you're doing it to eat right away, and you're taking the ochel from the psolet, and you're doing it with the shinoi, it's matar, v'yesh machmirin, but some are machmir for this as well, it's considered mefarik or dash, and therefore it's not allowed. Okay.
I mean, it really is. The result is exactly the same as dash.
Yeah, well, borer and zore and dash are basically the same. Slightly different, but very similar.
You have a stalk of wheat.
Right.
And you push out one of the grains.
Right.
So that is effectively dash.
Well, dash is more your the initial stages of cracking it and separating it, and then you still have the leftover there, and that's where borer comes in, or zora when you throw it up and you let the extra stuff.
The issue here is mafar.
Correct. Correct. Dash. So, anyways, let me just finish the ramah, and then v'lachein asur lefarik egozim luzim or egozim. And therefore, you're not allowed to remove even the green membrane, it's like a thin little thin little covering.
No.
Oh, this is
nuts grow with like in a bowl, like a Spalding or something like that.
They grow in a bowl.
The klipayu kai, it's the big heavy outside covering of the nut. Inside is the nut that we've seen in the wooden shell.
Okay, so this shell you're saying is thick.
I think so.
Okay. Okay, I'm not sure. V'tov could be v'tov lahachmir me'achad yachol ochlan kach below piruk, and he says you should be machmir because you can eat it without removing this layer of a shell. So it sounds like it's a thinner shell that's edible, at least that the Ramah's referring to. Anyways, the general minhag is that we do eat nuts with even on Shabbos. You are allowed to remove the shells, and you are allowed to remove even this thin membrane. So that's the general. Some say you have to do it with the shinui, but the general minhag is to eat them, and as long as it's derech achila while you're eating and right before you're eating. Otherwise, then that would be a bigger threat. If you're doing it ahead of time for later in the day, that would be an issue. But as long as it's derech achila, the minhag is to be made. But it's a little difficult to. Well, the question is, how do you find derech achila? And as we already mentioned, and then also vav might be referring to ahead of time, and not while you're eating. So there's different factors that make it a complicated sugya. Okay, zayin. Hayu lo melilot me'erev Shabbos. Now you had these rubbed sheaths, kernels. With the sheaf, they're still there mixed. They're just loose now. So you did that Erev Shabbos. So now, lo yenape bekanon, you can't use this special kli, Perosh Rashi, kli shirosho echad racha v'hasheni asui kemin marze, v'notin akitnio b'rosho racha v'menaneha ochel, u'mitgal gelderach ha-marze, v'apsol nishar bekli. So you have some kind of this long kli, a little bit of a funnel or, tube, where it's wider on one side and thinner on the other. So you put it in on one end, and you pour it out the thin end on the other side, and the psolet gets left behind. So you already did the dash Erev Shabbos, where you loosened it and sort of separated it, but you're left with a mixture. So you want to finish that on Shabbos. So you can't use this sifter device, this kli. V'tamchli, perish kargo, or a big plate, and you're also not allowed to remove it with two hands, even though it's derech achila, ela menapeh biyado achas b'chol kocho. But you just do it with one hand. And that's okay. And the Mishnah Berurah also adds, you can also blow on it, if it's right when you're eating. As you're eating, so that here also we see, as long as it's derech achila, as you're eating, that's when we're meko. Okay. Chet. Ein shor in itar karshinin. Perosharach v'itzach raz. Dahainu shemeitzif mayam aleim b'chli kedi lahasir hapsolet. See, here you have some kind of fodder or food for the animals, but it doesn't matter. It's whatever food you have. It doesn't matter what kind of food it is. That's just the case. So what do? You pour it into a bowl. Now in the bowl, now you pour water over them. So what happens? You fill up the bowl with water, and you have in the bottom of it it's animal food or any food that you have, whatever the issue is, and all the water, all the dirt or whatever you're trying to the chaff, whatever you're trying to separate, floats to the top. It could also be the opposite, where the good food floats to the top and the bad sinks. Either way, you're using the water in a bowl to do a perfect separation job. Right? Even though you're not using your hand, it's still aser. Because when you're pouring the water, you are separating the good and the bad. Now, if your purpose is just to transport this food from one place to another, you're allowed to pour it into a device, maybe like a colander or some kind of a sifting device to carry it from one to another, because you're just using it as like a bucket, a kli for transportation reasons, to transport it. You're not using it for sifting. And even though a little bit gets, some of the psolet might get sifted out, that's not a problem. since that's not your kavana. Okay.
So if you have fruits and vegetables that are muddy.
Fruits and vegetables that are muddy, yeah.
So in the cut and cut test, Mr. Guru says, shouldn't pour water on it.
And cut, you shouldn't... That's to soak them in the, to soak the fruit to separate the avak and the afar from them. Right. So that would be a problem also to soak your fruit to get to, if the purpose is to separate the dirt. Fine. So we'll mention it right now. Generally, the halacha is, I think, pretty accepted. You're allowed to rinse. Let's say it's right before you eat. You're allowed to rinse all your food in order to, if it's for pesticide reasons, and generally speaking, to remove some of the dirt. But there is some discussion about it. So it's not 100% clear. Let's say you have a lot of dirt and you want to rinse it under the sink to remove the dirt. Some say it could be a problem. But generally, washing fruit right before the meal is accepted as fine. Not a problem. Now, another case, people...
putting them in a bowl, letting them soak, is it?
So here's the next case. If you're going to put it into a bowl, people often do this, let's say for bugs. If you want to soak it in a bowl with, let's say, soap, salt water, vinegar, whatever you use to separate the bugs, so then, is that allowed? So generally speaking, it is a machloket. If it's mainly for bugs and, here, you know, I believe it as, it is a machloket, but I'll say like this, the general minhag, I believe most people do it, and it's, the purpose is to remove the bugs. And if you're doing it because you see a bunch of bugs, or you see pieces of dirt, and your purpose is to have the dirt and have all these bugs float to the top, so then it's probably usr. But if your purpose is just to get rid of the bugs that you can't really see anyway, and to make it kosher, so then the purpose is not for selecting per se, especially if you can't see it. It's just I don't know how you put it, but I think the general minhag is it's matter. Again,
generally people don't do it.
They won't serve. They won't soak. If it's not done Erev Shabbos, they won't prepare it. Okay, so yeah, so some also say if you know you're going to kill bugs while you're doing this, so then that's a problem. The question is, do you expect to kill bugs? Do you worry about it? Is it just psikresha? It's a davar she'eno mechavein. Your purpose is not to kill the bug; it's just to separate it. So, but there are some who say it's asr because of netilat neshama. But anyway, if I guess it kind of depends if what your purpose is, and if you're expecting to remove the bugs or not. Anyway, so we'll leave it as a machloket what to do as far as soaking it. Okay. There, I know. Yeah. Okay.
If you can find the Maka Lakula, I'd be very interested in seeing.
Okay, I'll look. I know Rabbi David, for example, said it's. He knows many people do it, and he says it's okay. But again, your kavana is not to separate. It's like you're not seeing all the bugs. You're not seeing the bugs. You're not seeing the dirt, and your purpose is not to separate them to have them float to the top. The purpose. So it depends.
In the case where you rinse them already, and now you're just like doing extra.
Correct. And the fact that some of the seeds on a strawberry float to the top is not a problem, because those little tiny seeds are ochel, and you're happy to eat them. So that's not the purpose. So that's for sure not an issue. So it's a fine. We'll leave it as a question. Tet. Mishomeret afilu tuluya me'erev Shabbos. Now, this is basically it's like a proper strainer or filter, but it's made of, let's say, a mesh cloth. Maybe some kind of cheesecloth or something, whatever it is, and you hang it up. So it has to be hung up from before Shabbos, probably. It also depends if it's over a kli. You have issues of ohel or not. But okay, to keep simple and avoid issues of making an ohel, it was all set up before Shabbos. Or you hold it up on Shabbos, just not completely covering the kli. So then, asurli shmarim. So what's the pour on it wet shmarim, the wet dregs from the wine. Because when you put it on there, you're going to end up having some of the leftover, the wine, the liquid that's stuck to the shmarim, and it's just going to drip down. So you can't put it there on Shabbos, because you're separating the wine from the shmarim. Aval, im natan b'shmarim erev Shabbos, but if the shmarim are already there, from erev Shabbos. Now it's all set up on Shabbos. Mutar liten alei mayim kidei shiachzer tzilul yimazuv. So you're allowed to pour water on them and let the water go through the strainer. Because what's happening? The water is just going straight through. And you're just flavoring the water or coloring the water a little bit. And you're cleaning the shmarim even more. But basically it's water in, water out. And therefore, you're not boring anything. It's the same water except for it adds a little bit of color, but there's nothing there. So as long as all the water it's basically this, you're not boring anything out of the water that went in. In other words, so that's okay. Whether there are shmarim there, and obviously if there's no shmarim, it's the same thing as taking any water through any filter. I'm not going to get into describing each filter. If it would be a simple filter, there's no problem. You just take it through a mesh, that's no problem whatsoever, that's what we're talking about. When it comes to, that's if the water is drinkable, I don't think it matters. To your eyes, nothing changes. So there's no burr. You're going to tell me the flavor changes, so that's, I don't think that counts. It's clear, drinkable water. You might not like it, and for you it's not filtered to your liking. That's not a problem halachically. I'll just point out, there is a machloket by some of the modern filters, because it's going through all these pipes, it's a mechanism, and then it goes through different layers of pebbles in and out. So without getting through the whole mechanism of modern day, some of the reverse osmosis, for example, some are machmer. Certainly many are makil, but it's looked at one device, and basically the same water that goes in is the exact same water that comes out as far as what's recognizable to your eyes. So there is certainly room to be makel, but there are those who are machmer. Yud, similar case. Yain or mayim shem tzulim. You have clear water or clean wine. Mutar l'sarnam b'mishamaret. You let it have it go right through a filter, no problem. Now this may or may not apply nowadays, but he says like this: even though you have little pieces in the water. It's mutter. So the Rama says, since you would drink them with those little pieces, you're happier when it gets filtered out. But you would drink that same water anyway. He says, even that water is okay. Aval besudar mayim asur mishum libun. Now, so to have it, so a filter, that's okay. But to do it through a white cloth or a beged, so then there could be issues of libun. As generally, it's a problem. V'yayin u'sha'ar mashkin mutter. You know, it depends also if it's a suda that you don't care if it gets wet, and it's derech lichluch, and you're not going to squeeze it, or if it's colored and it's not white. So then there are other possible heterium by fabric. But okay, what if it's a colored liquid? And he said, u'sha'ar mashkin, so then it's mutar, then you could do it even through a suda, and that wouldn't be a problem. V'im heim achurim. And if it's dirty water, bein mayim bein yayin aser l'sarin them, because then you're going to be cleaning them, and then it's aser. Ule harambam b'meshameret aser afilu mayim v'tziyayin tzilulim afilu b'sudarim lo yitiru ela b'tzilulim. Aval lo b'achurim. The Rambam is extra machmer when it comes to putting it through, if the water is dirty. V'yayin migito kolzman shehu toseis toref chavit mishmareh v'not yem atoch asudar. And if it's fresh wine that's cloudy, that's okay. Because it's cloudy in and cloudy out, and you don't care. You're happy to drink it if it's cloudy, and therefore it's not a problem. The reason the Rambam is machmer is just because of Uvdin Dechol, and not because of filtering, and it's not a problem, lehalacha. Sure.